Hi, my name is Lisa Feng, CFO and CBO of Zhaoke Ophthalmology. According to data from the World Health Organization and China Insights Consultancy, more than 700 million patients are currently affected by myopia in China. Most worrying is the fact that this number includes over 163 million children and adolescents. If not diagnosed quickly and accurately and left untreated, it can lead to other, more complicated eye diseases and overall significantly impair the patient's quality of life. There is a narrow window of time for intervention to help prevent these longer-term problems. Recognizing this situation, the Chinese government has placed the prevention and control of myopia high on its agenda. At Zhaoke, we hope to play an important role in achieving the government's aim to tackle the challenge that myopia poses the nation. In particular, we are focused on helping the children and adolescents affected by this condition. We are working with various industry partners in innovative ways to do this. Perhaps most prominently, this includes our relationship with the U.S. firm Viluma, with whom we are partnering on a series of trials in the U.S. and China on our joint treatment for myopia, MVK-002. In addition to treatment, we believe that better education is urgently needed to address this issue and help more children receive a timely diagnosis. That's one of the reasons we launched several WeChat public accounts, including Boshi, where we bring together China's leading ophthalmologists to facilitate exchanges of cutting-edge treatment options, and Huyan Xingqiu, which aims to raise public awareness of common eye diseases, including childhood myopia. We're also working on additional digital solutions with the aim of increasing awareness of myopia amongst children and promoting faster diagnosis and treatment options. The whole team at Zhaoke are committed to helping the children in our communities who are affected by myopia, and we look forward to giving you more updates on our progress. Thank you so much for listening.